Good morning. Images captured the moment security guards wrestled a teenage girl to the ground in a bid to stop her from plunging 65 feet to her death in an apparent suicide pact. A security guard hurled himself on top of the 14-year-old when she experienced a moment's doubt after her school friend fell from the roof of the El Corte Inglés shopping centre in Puerto Banús. Moments earlier, her friend, who has been named locally as 16-year-old Richard Fitzsimmons, died after he jumped from the top of the building. The drama happened just before midday on Friday. The pair attended the Aloha College in Marbella. They raised the alarm after the girl posted an Instagram message which said, "It's a dirty world that I don't want to live in anymore." The couple reportedly told friends and family that they planned to go shopping at the store that day before Richard fell to his death. Tributes have been left outside the shopping centre. Police have already said that although the incident is still under investigation, they are treating the British boy's death as suicide. Spanish police say they have busted a crime ring that cloned credit cards and was headed by a man who has previously been found guilty of helping finance the 9/11 attacks. Police said they arrested 19 people, including a 49-year-old Algerian man who has served a prison sentence in Spain for using cloned credit cards to help fund the 2011 attacks in the United States. Police would not reveal the name of the individual. All 19 suspected members of the ring were arrested in Madrid. The group spent €500,000 on the fake credit cards it made by cloning authentic cards before the ring was broken up, according to police. Spain's government has declared areas of Malaga, Sevilla and Cadiz as disaster zones following last month's flash floods. According to the Insurance Compensation Consortium, there is set to be more than 5,200 claims across Malaga alone, with more than €32 million in damages inflicted on the province. The declaration means that there will be targeted aid from Madrid for the areas worst affected by the floods in particular. And Spanish prosecutors have called for Catalan separatist leaders to be jailed for up to 25 years on charges of rebellion or misuse of public funds over last year's failed secession bid. In a statement ahead of an upcoming Supreme Court trial, the prosecution service said it was seeking prison sentences against 12 Catalan leaders, ranging from 7 to 25 years, the longest being sought for the former Catalan vice president Oriol Junqueras. But in a sign Spain's socialist government disagreed, the Attorney General's office announced it would ask for just 12 years jail for Junqueras, accusing him of sedition and misuse of public funds, rather than the more serious charge of rebellion. The sensitive trial is expected to start early next year. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.